Hey, good morning, the lovely and talented Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
Hope things going well, Andy. We start off with a pop quiz question. Super Bowl week. A lot of people talking about the weather in New York, but name the name of the city where the coldest Super Bowl was played. Houston, New Orleans, or Atlanta? Answer in just a minute. Super Bowl comments. You know, some people are saying that this is almost like sort of good versus evil. Some people say Seattle has a lot of thuggery in it. They play a little dirty. Well, Denver has squeaky clean Peyton Manning coming off a bad injury. Seattle coach Pete Carroll escaped from USC in Los Angeles just one step ahead of the posse, leaving the school and the kids to face the probation alone. And Denver's coach, John Fox, one of the really good guys, coming off heart surgery. Just some of the things that they're hearing in New York. Got a couple more Super Bowl nuggets for you. All the good restaurants in New York are already sold out for the whole week. And every day this week, players will be stopping by children's hospitals in New York and New Jersey to see the kids, which I think is one of the nicest things about Super Bowl. Odds and ends. An independent poll shows that Clay Aiken is leading in the race for North Carolina's 2nd District in the U.S. Senate. That is amazing, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Very strange. Meanwhile, Republicans like Gary Sinise and Kelsey Grammer and John Voight are drafting other stars to hit the road and campaign for anybody that's not a Democrat. A lot of Democrat stars band together. Now it looks like the Republicans will do the same thing. I don't know how much money Ellen DeGeneres makes. She keeps it secret. But she just bought her 5th house. This house is in the Homely Hills area of Los Angeles. She moved into it on Saturday. Cost $40 million. 14,000 square feet. During the hiatus of Mike and Molly, Billy Gardell, one of the stars, is doing what he likes most, spends every night playing a different comedy club around the country. Billy Gardell, great guy, very funny. TV Nugget, when American Idol ratings are actually a little shaky, there is another poll that shows that everybody seems to love the new guy, Harry Connick Jr. I like Harry Connick Jr. I think he does a good job. And The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon sold out for the next 3 months as soon as he joins the show. Sponsors are lining up to be a part of that. And the Super Bowl quiz, a lot of talk about the weather in New York on Sunday. Name the name of the city where the coldest Super Bowl was played. Houston, New Orleans, or Atlanta?
Ooh, Atlanta.
Somehow I think this is a trick question, but I'm going to go with Atlanta also.
It was 22 degrees on January 11th, 1970. Super Bowl IV was played outside. Kansas City beat Minnesota 23-7. The game was played in Tulane Stadium in New Orleans. It was the coldest Super Bowl ever played. Everybody have a great day. Take care of each other. Stay warm if you can. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Hollywood. See ya.